is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Reporting on the crisis, the Nicaragua Pro-Human Rights Association and advocacy group said that nearly 600 people, mainly opponents of the government, had been kidnapped and that hundreds more were missing and possibly disappeared. Labor unions face a major test in Missouri as voters decide whether to ban the mandatory collection of so-called fair share fees in private sector workplaces. The issue of the fees, which unions collect from non-members to cover their portion of collective bargaining costs, will be on the ballot during a statewide primary. A union-backed group in the state has spent $15.2 million. That's nearly five times the $3.2 million spent by two groups that support the law, which allows private sector workers to opt out of paying union dues or fees. Since last summer, rents have fallen for the highest earners while increasing for the poorest in San Francisco, Atlanta, Nashville, Chicago, Philadelphia, Denver, Pittsburgh, Portland, and Washington, D.C., among other cities. In several other metro areas, including Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Houston, and Miami, rents have risen for the poor and the rich alike. Apple, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify took their most aggressive steps yet to penalize conspiracy theorist and prominent right-wing talk host Alex Jones for violating their hate speech policies. Apple stripped the majority of podcasts published by Jones' website, InfoWars, from iTunes and its podcast apps. YouTube canceled his channel. Facebook has asked large U.S. banks to share detailed financial information about their customers, including card transactions and checking account balances, as part of an effort to offer new services to users. The company wants to start using its Messenger application to buy and sell goods. Hedge fund manager Bill Browder has alleged that Russians laundered billions through Danske Bank, and he submitted complaints to authorities in Denmark and Estonia laying out his concerns. Estonian authorities last week said they had begun a criminal investigation. Danish investigators have now done the same. U.S. officials said the sanctions against Iran that have been waived for the past 2.5 years will be snapped. Iran will be prohibited from using U.S. dollars, the primary currency used for international financial transactions and oil purchases. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.